Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or other use of this show without the express written consent of the Financial Guys LLC is strictly prohibited.
Securities offered through Peak Brokerage Services, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management or Blackridge Asset Management. Financial Guys, Independent Solutions, and Blackridge Asset Management are not an affiliate of Peak Brokerage Services, Inc.
That's what the Democrats are. They are cockroaches. They don't want to work. It's never about anything about being self-dependent and working hard and building yourself. It's all about taking over your house. They don't want to build their own house. They want to take over your house. They are cockroaches.
All right, welcome to the Financial Guys podcast. Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas. We are the Financial Guys, of course, on the Financial Guys Media Network, radio shows, podcasts, and social media presence, and much more. So check it all out on thefinancialguys.com. We are going to be all over the board today. I want to talk about the World Economic Forum because I've been meaning to talk about this for the last couple of weeks, but we never had a chance because we've been obviously had multiple shootings, unfortunately, in Buffalo, followed up by Texas. And before we get to the World Economic Forum, I did want to follow up on some of those, some of the new information that's come out in regards to the Texas tragedy. This kid had red flags, as usual.
Of course.
He was not bullied, apparently. He was a bully or tried to be a bully, according to one of the students. So one of the students spoke out, and now you're starting to get some more information. On Saturday's radio show, you know, I said I wanted to withhold judgment on the officers because something just didn't seem right. And sure enough, you know, you now days later find out here that the officers were told to stand down and not necessarily stand down, but treated as more of a just a barricade, you know, situation as opposed to a hostage situation. The lack of communication, you know, again, there has got to be some level of accountability.
How could that be?
They were calling 911.
Right.
How is that not getting back to the commanding officer and the police officers on the ground that there are people alive in that room?
A wife got in touch with her husband. Thank God he was aborted and got out of his haircut and went down himself and took care of things. But how in the world?
Pretty amazing.
And how is this not a number level one investigation with all this information being very transparent? So parents, teachers, everybody else in the country knows exactly what's going on.
They have shifted right to the AR-15, as usual.
Yep.
Even the spineless Republicans like Jacobs here locally in Western New York, who's completely useless, right? Yep. Okay, so let's raise the age to 21. Let me ask you something, Representative Jacobs. If you were to eliminate AR-15s altogether, let's say that you had magic fairy dust, okay? Let's say that you could sprinkle your magic fairy dust and pass a law that was like a magic spell, and you can immediately limit all AR-15s in the country, right off the bat, gone. On the world, they're gone, right? Would you start leaving your doors unlocked at night? Would you? Why wouldn't you? Oh, because there's thousands of other types of weapons out there.
That's right.
You would be afraid that somebody could walk through your front door with a pistol or a shotgun or an axe or a knife or any, you know, myriad of types of weapons.
How about
the
Boston bomber? How about 9/11?
I mean, come on.
How about there's a million different things that we
About the Waukesha tragedy? But getting back to the weapon itself, I mean, just the guns themselves, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the guns themselves, you know, I was saying on Saturday, you know, you give somebody an hour inside of a classroom with a bunch of 10-year-olds and two
with
women.
With their bare hands.
With a Ruger 10/22. Yeah. Just a simple 10/22. A Ruger 10/22 is, you know, lots of people have them. They're very popular. You know, lots of kids grew up with the 10/22. It takes a 10-round box magazine, very easy to exchange. They're tiny. They're real small. You could put a handful of those in your pocket. With an hour and a bunch of 10-year-olds, you do the exact same damage.
Yeah.
Okay? You could do the same thing with a Ruger PC9, right? That takes 9mm rounds. Oh, right. I'm sorry. Joe wants to get rid of 9mm rounds. I'm sure they can retrofit those for 45 rounds or 38 rounds or anything else.
Yeah.
It's not the gun, and this is the problem. So let's say that you go and you change the law. Okay. We could change a number of laws. We can add a number of laws. Okay, you change the law and you make a 21 for a kid to buy an AR-15. If you don't give the kid mental health between the ages of 18 and 21,
if
you didn't give the kid mental health between the ages of 15 and 18,
that's right.
You think he's going to improve?
No.
In the next 3 years?
Worse.
Or you think he's
22
he's
is going to be worse. A total nightmare. Yeah.
Maybe he's in jail by then.
Yeah.
Maybe he's had a run-in with the law.
Jail.
So we could change that law.
And that is the problem. That is a huge part of the problem, right? Is that they're not in jail. We let these people out. They're not in mental institutions. We let them out, right? That is a huge part of the problem. And when they want to talk about gun control, I'm all for it. I want to talk about gun control and getting the illegal guns off the streets. If you want to do that, let's start with the rules we have in place, and let's start with all the illegal guns. Let's work on that for the next 10 years. The illegal guns. I'm good with that.
In places like LA, the DA in LA is no longer adding on gun charges when they arrest people.
Right.
So you carjack a car, you get arrested for carjacking. But they're not adding the illegal gun charge.
That tells you they don't care.
Charge.
They don't care.
Right?
This is all about
they
control. This is all about what they want to do, right? Think about the system they've put in place, right? It's easier right now to get crack cocaine than it is baby formula in this country, right?
That's right.
But they don't care. They want to do is rule.
Well, when we go to the economic forum, we play some of their own words, you'll see exactly how much they don't care, right?
Yep. All they want to do is rule. They don't care what they rule over.
They don't care.
They don't give a crap. They want to rule. The same thing with COVID, right? Remember, the shot was awful. The vaccination was awful. It was the worst thing. Yeah. Who in the hell would take the goddamn shot? Donald Trump said to take it. Oh, wait a minute. We're in charge. Now we're going to ram it down your goddamn throat.
Now everybody's got to take it.
It's all about control, folks. All about control.
All of it.
It doesn't matter what it is. Doesn't matter what it is. That's all about control and votes. These Democrats, how many goddamn years have we heard them say control? We need to protect the border. Now the left-wing lunatic crack jobs are running that party. And so you know what? Chuckie Schumer, Joe Biden, they've all said, okay, so we'll open the borders. You know why? Because it's votes. They don't give a crap about anything. All they care about is getting back into office. That's it.
So that's the problem, right? So Jacobs as well. They're gonna vote to raise the age to 21. I'm sure, and I'm sure the Republicans will go with it. Okay, fine. So now kids can't get an AR-15 until they're age 21.
Yep.
So now there's a whole bunch of other weapons that the kids can get. There's a whole bunch of other rifles they can use, shotguns and otherwise. So that law in of itself is not necessarily going to change things.
Yep.
But what could we change? Okay. You know, let's look at the actual background checks. Here's what the Democrats, the talking points, they're so good at this. They're so good at just
very good
flat out lying, right? The whole country is behind. Polls show that the majority of Americans are behind,
I love that.
All background checks, right? You know,
only 9% are not for it, right? They just throw out numbers. We have
all these kids. We have them.
Yeah.
So the Buffalo kid. The Texas kid, the Parkland kid, they all bought their guns legally. They all went through background checks. Here's the question to ask. Why weren't these kids' prior red flags put into the national instant check system? Why?
Yep.
Is it because they weren't charged? Because in the Parkland case, I believe that kid was charged with certain crimes, right? Maybe they were misdemeanors. Is it because we're sealing records of minors? Right. Which is a big liberal thing. Right. It was, you know, we can't have any sort of, you know, stuff follow these kids. It's been a big movement to wipe these kids' records clean in middle school and high school. And that's what happened.
Can't even keep them in jail anymore. You really have to do something very, very menacing to be in jail for the rest of your life. I mean, it's got to be really, really bad. And it should be as simple as you raped somebody. You should never get out of jail, ever, ever, right? You've harmed a kid, a young child. Never, ever.
Never.
They don't even
never.
Go to jail. They're out on no bail. You can rob cars now multiple times.
Right.
You can kill animals. You can set all the red flags out. And then they say, I can't believe little Billy did this. Really?
Right.
What red flag did you not think he was going to do something with? At what point did we not say you need to go to jail or a mental institution for the next 25 years?
Well, so that is the problem. So there was a big movement. I've had a chance now since Saturday to do a little bit of research and look into this. I am going to buy the book that Ann Coulter referenced in the article that I read a week or so ago. And but we used to have enough beds in this country for like 100,000 mental patient beds in this country. We have something like 600 or something ridiculous, or 6,000 for hundreds of thousands of people. We have in the 60s.
Millions, hundreds of thousands, there millions. There's millions of people with mental illness issues. And even everyday people struggle with that stuff, right? I mean.
But they shut it all down. In the 1960s, there was a huge movement, a deinstitutionalization movement to give back, you know, rights and dignity. And lo and behold, even today, the George Soros Open Society Foundation promotes, you know, closing down mental institutions and putting these people back out into society without patient care. The problem is, if these folks don't take their meds, if they get off their meds, if they slip through the cracks, like many of them do, they end up on the streets, they end up on doing heroin, doing all kinds of drugs, and they end up dead eventually, right? Yep. Way sooner than they should be. So there was a huge movement in the 60s and 70s to close down mental institutions. And that movement continued all the way through the 80s and 90s. Even Reagan cut funding substantially and closed down inpatient mental hospitals. Now, a lot of it was because there was some pretty nasty stuff going on. There was abuse going on in a lot of these mental hospitals. Yeah, the governments that ran some of these were experimenting on some of the patients, wouldn't you know, right? And for all those that say follow the science, by the way, with this vaccination and everything else, I want to remind you that, you know, lobotomies were the science of the day back in 1935, and something like 50,000 people had their minds scrambled because they shoved a spike up their nose and rammed it into their brain. That was the settled science back then. Hmm. It's okay to question things, right? Yeah. It's okay to make mistakes. Look, that was a huge mistake, lobotomies. Closing down mental institutions, I would say, huge mistake.
Huge mistake.
These people are roaming among us now. It doesn't – they could grab – there was just a stabbing. Where is it? The New York City, I think? That's on video. The guy just pulls out a knife and starts stabbing a guy in the back.
There's one a day.
Which one? Which one?
Yeah.
So anyway.
New York City, all the major cities. Anything Democrat run ends up being a shit pool of crime, filth.
But if you really wanted to affect things, though, wouldn't you change that rule? Wouldn't you make it a rule to say,
you
could put these red flags into the NICS system? Maybe it doesn't prevent it, but maybe it does.
Well,
you know,
and we've talked about this last week, not to repeat last week's show, but we talked about, okay, you strengthen that, but yet we're sending what? How many billions of dollars are we
40,
sending over to Ukraine right now? Okay. Protect our schools. I mean, you know, should every school have a wall, a nice fence around it? Absolutely it should. It should have a nice fence around it. Should everybody have to check in at that fence so there's a layer between our children? You bet your ass there should. And don't tell me we don't have money for it. Because if we're giving $40 billion to Ukraine, which should have never happened because the president's a goddamn moron, and all we had to do is increase and be energy independent and have $2 a gallon of gas here, right? We'll play some clips from the New World Order as to why that's not going to happen, right? But that should have never happened. We've got the resources to do it. Our kids are our greatest asset. Then they'll continue to do the same old crap they always do. We're just, we need to change the gun laws are there. You're not going to do a goddamn thing.
Right.
And if you let people stroll into the schools, the Buffalo shooting, by the way, why did he pick Buffalo? Oh, yeah, because in his manifesto, he said New York was an easy target because nobody's going to have the guns to fight him back. There's no good guys with guns, right? Why do they pick schools? Why? Because they're easy targets, right? Gun-free zones. A joke.
Right.
Joke.
It is
we'll
a
never
joke.
Get it.
It is a joke. Sadly, you know, this was from, Tyrus, the guy on Fox.
Yeah, we interviewed him.
We've had him on the show.
Did, yeah.
Mike Sperazza did, yeah.
Yeah, Mike and
so
Mike.
He put this out on Instagram feed. And this is from a parent. So he wrote this, "Hey, Department of Justice and politicians, how about investigating these stories and finding solutions? This was sent to me and it's horrible. That's when it's horrible that when you do report or scream for help, it falls on the deaf, it falls deaf on the government self-serving ears. The screams of parents, citizens, teachers, students, where are you playing after the fat cop on TV? And so soft target is hit." So this was sent to him. Again, I don't know. This is him relisting it. I don't know how true it is, but I'm guessing that it is very true. And I'm guessing that, you know, this kind of thing is probably playing out all over the country, I would guess. There are probably a lot of parents that are struggling with teenage kids. We did a lot of damage with these lockdowns. Yep. We talked about this, right? Uh-huh. Now they're saying, lockdowns did damage the kids. Kids are behind. Kids had social and economic or social and mental health damage, right? Shocker. Now the face mask caused more damage. Shocker, right?
Shocker.
Everything we said was going to happen is true. Mm-hmm. But this is from a parent that sent this to Tyrus. What are we supposed to do? Children won't help. Children's, the hospital, won't help us. Children's won't even entertain us or him at this point. Ochsner is only going to hold him for 72 hours, not old enough to go to Ochsner's ward. He can't come home with us. He can't go to his grandparents. He can't live with his mother. She has small babies. We're screaming for help. He is dangerous. No one will listen. He has been suspended from school twice in a two-week time period. School sent him to Children's last Monday. They turned him away. After saying in class he wanted to kill himself with a mallet, he has been to Children's once for 72-hour hold and the second time in a week. They sent him home. The meds are not helping. He has talked numerous times about wanting to kill my baby, Ryland. He has talked about wanting to kill all of us in our family. He has swung at me. He has swung on and actually hit his father. He has bit Hunter. I'm guessing these other kids. He has swung at his sister, his grandparents. It takes four of us to hold him down once we can get him to the ground to calm him down. He has super Hulk-like strength when he's like this, and no one understands. We need help. Someone somewhere, for the love of humanity, please help us. There's nowhere to put these people anymore, okay?
Sad.
You have a 17-year-old teenage kid, let's say he's a boy that is out of control. Maybe he's a big kid. You know, you're a single mom at home. You got other kids to worry about. You know, this kid's out of control. Maybe he's on drugs. What do you do?
Yep.
You can Baker Act him, but they're going to hold him for 72 hours, right? And the judge or the psychiatrist is going to make a decision. And likely, where are they going to go? There's no place to – there's no beds.
Yeah.
There's no psychiatric wards
anymore. And here's what we're working on.
There's not near enough.
Yep. And here's what they'll say. There's no money. But yet we're giving heroin and heroin needles to drug addicts. Right. Why don't we take some of that money? 59 million people on permanent welfare. Why don't we take some of that money, right? I mean, if we could fix some of this mental illness, we could take a big chunk of those people and put them back to work, right?
There's plenty of money.
No,
there's plenty of money.
They don't want to.
They just expand it. They just assign on the new budget. There's like 490 some odd billion dollars for gun control.
Right.
There's $4 billion for mental health.
Right.
This is the problem. Right.
Yep.
How many kids are out there? Well, we know there's a couple.
Should
we
be
know
the exact
that there was
opposite.
One in Parkland. Parkland was 2.5 years ago, not 2.5 decades
Should
ago.
Should be the exact opposite. Should be the exact opposite when you look at that budget control. There, anywhere in the country where we've already got the gun control. Look at Chicago. How's that working out? People die every night in the streets of Chicago. It's probably the easiest place to buy a gun right now. And you're not legally allowed to buy a bullet there. It's disgusting. Look at
they refuse
to look at the facts.
You got the Nicholas Cruz. You got this other, you know, New York, whatever his name was, and this new kid down in Texas. You know, they're all you know between 18 and 20, but they all had the same run-ins with the law, animal abuse, red flags all over the place, isolated from classmates. Everybody knew again. It's the same story over and over again. The problem is that they're sealing these records. I believe they're not notifying the background check system. And maybe it's because there's not an actual crime or they're not charged with a felony. Maybe it's only felonies that go in there. Why aren't we focusing on that rule?
Yep.
The Democrats are talking about, we got to have national background checks. Have them. They all passed.
Yep.
What don't you understand about that, you mental midgets?
Yep.
Or do you just not care?
No.
And I think it's the latter.
And part of those background checks, you know, and even the looking into some of the, okay, are these people going to lie? Of course they're going to lie, right? I mean, all right, so do you ever take drugs? No. Well, who's going to answer yes when they're applying for a gun, right?
So a red flag goes off in the system, and it says, this kid has had a prior history of making threats. Okay, 5-day pause, 10-day pause, whatever it takes. 10-day pause while we do a further background check. Now, I mean, come on. You got FBI agents have all kinds of time to find parents that are going to school board meetings. And you know you've been doing that, right? You got all kinds of time. We do it. We hire people. We do a Facebook, Instagram check, you know, whatever.
Yeah, sheriffs escorting people into businesses to make sure that there wasn't any riots over escorting health department officials into businesses to see if they're wearing masks.
Right.
Bullshit. Not buying any of it. They don't want to really fix the problem. If they really wanted to fix the problem, we would be. They did it in 9/11. Have we had a hijacking on an airplane in the United States of America since 9/11? No. You know why? Is it an inconvenience to get into the airport? You bet ya. Is it hard to get on a plane now? You bet ya. Are you allowed to get in the cockpit anymore? Nope.
No.
Fixed it real fast. Overnight. Right. Overnight. Right. Overnight.
Because it impacted them.
Yeah.
That's why.
That's right.
Because it impacted them. I tell you what, you make the Obamas put their kids, go back to when he's in the White House, you put them in public school.
Yep.
And I guarantee you they clean up D.C. real fast.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
See, the problem is they're the special people. They really believe this. They don't believe that your kids deserve to have safety and security.
No, they're protected
because
by guns.
Because it furthers their agenda. See?
Yeah, they drive around in bulletproof cars. They are protected by all kinds of guns.
Right.
Kinds of the best and the fastest and the guns that hold the most amount of ammo. They're protected.
You're off camera now.
Yeah, sorry.
It's okay. There you go. I want to move mine, but
they have all the wires running right by my feet here. So I'll have to figure out a way to run them back around because I got happy feet. I start talking.
Yeah. Well, it's all about control. It's all about, you know, they want to take away. Look, let me just play this clip real quick and then we'll move on to the World Economic Forum. This is Justin Trudeau. Right, Mr. Communist himself.
You want to talk this about destroying? By the way, Canada. Holy cow!
Oh man,
get ready for war zone Toronto after this guy's done. Get ready for it. Right. So let's see. What does Chicago look like? Oh yeah, we should do that throughout our whole country. Wow, what a great idea! Nobody ever dies there. There's no violence in Chicago.
No. Right. It's just so ridiculous. He wants absolute control. There's no question about it.
Yeah.
Where is this now? Why can I not find it? Do I post this much stuff? Is that possible here?
Yep. No, he's talk about a nightmare, a safety nightmare. So forget about the economy, by the way. The economy in Canada is going to have a bitch of a time because, you know, big part of their economy is tourism, right? People come up for the summer. They go to Niagara Falls. They go to Toronto. They go to ball games. They go to shows. Yeah, good luck with that, taking more guns out of good people's hands. Good luck.
Man, Twitter just keeps taking stuff down. They're disgusting. They are. I hope Elon Musk takes it over and just wipes and cleans house. They are so disgusting. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Mike. Yeah. So I'm looking for this tweet, and I noticed that the pinned tweet that I had up, which is actually sworn testimony, congressional testimony of Cheryl Atkinson talking to Matt Gaetz. I may not be a testimony, but it's at least an open film conversation that was out there. It's between Matt Gaetz, a couple of representatives, Cheryl Atkinson, talking about how the FBI, they caught them in an attempt to plant porn, child porn, on her husband's computer to set her up because she was doing investigative reporting on Democrats and Obama and whatnot. She's got an ongoing lawsuit, and a lot of the stuff has actually come out in court, sworn testimony. Oh, that tweet's now unavailable. That's gone. The prior tweet that we had pinned up there was the guy who was talking about how the British government knew and had put out articles talking about how the lockdowns could kill up to 200,000 people. And then that that video was removed.
Yeah, that was so obvious, by the way.
Constant.
That was so obvious. So
oh,
obvious.
Oh, God, yeah.
I mean.
But they admitted it right in the paper. Like, yeah, we
so
think it could
obvious
kill up to so many
as
people.
To how, how COVID was going to end up. Just so blatantly obvious. I mean,
it was
2 years ago we called it. Watch and see. People will starve. Millions will starve globally.
Well, that's coming next now.
In this garbage, it's already happening, right? I mean, every time our economy has had two quarters in a row where we've shrunk.
It's going to get a lot worse.
So you're talking, we contracted at what, 1.4 or 1.5? You're talking at least 14 million people starve globally because of that, right?
They'll blame it on global warming, though.
Oh, for sure.
Again, they're creating the crisis.
Their messaging is unreal.
They're creating the crisis. They have created the food shortage crisis. It's not climate change. Mm-hmm. Farmers are, have their fields in. It's not. They're not swamped out, right?
No.
It's just, you know, there's lack of fertilizer. There's lack of fuel in some cases. There's higher costs. There's all kinds of stuff going on, right? There's obviously the war in Ukraine.
The basis for everything. Mark my words. If Donald Trump walked into office tomorrow and said, we are going to be energy independent again, you would see prices everywhere stabilize. Fuel is the foundation for everything. Very rarely do you not see fuel prices rise with everything else rising. I don't remember ever looking back and saying, all right, fuel prices are at $2 a gallon and we're going through a really bad inflationary environment, right? You can, it is the foundation of everything. And it's easy to fix.
It runs the economy.
These people do not care. We've talked about that. Obama has said years ago, we need $7 or $8 a gallon to force people into something different, right? Well, now, the problem is they don't have the friggin' infrastructure to do it. And that's where I think these people are half brain dead. Okay, would I not want to fill my car up anymore? That'd be great, right? I mean, I don't want to pull over in the freezing cold, live in Buffalo, New York. There's nothing more miserable than filling up your car in a snowstorm. It would be wonderful to not have to do that, right? But okay, where do I charge it? How do I charge it, right? Oh, they don't have any of that together. Oh, okay, so I guess what? I'm just stuck in my house and I can't make any money? Right. I can't feed my family because I can't go to work? I mean,
well, they're also like $60,000 to $80,000 too, right? So they're not like they're cheap. And if you want to fix them, that's another story. Let me play this clip from Trudeau and then we'll move on to talk about some of the energy prices. This is him this week talking about how he's just simply going to just no more handguns, period. Yeah,
that's it.
We're introducing legislation to implement a national freeze on handgun ownership. Mm. What this means is that it will no longer be possible
for you
to buy,
not for him,
sell,
just to be clear,
transfer or import handguns anywhere in Canada.
Legally.
In other words, in Canada.
We're capping the market for handguns. Mm-hmm.
Touch yourself on the back, buddy.
Yep.
Good luck.
Hey, Canadians. You should make those cities safer.
Let me whisper like Biden. Hey, Canadians, remember when they froze your bank accounts, canceled your insurance, stole your trucks, took your livelihood, locked you into your homes? Remember that? Remember when they were driving down the streets? Yeah, ask Australia how that's going for them.
They were locked into their goddamn houses.
They couldn't go. They were not allowed to travel more than like 2 kilometers from their house exercising. If you're like Mike and you run 10 miles a day, you would have had to run around your house 5 times in order to, you know, you get to run this 2 kilometer block. What is 2 kilometers? Like 1 mile?
Yeah.
You run around this block 10 times to get your 10 miles in, Mr. Lomas.
Unreal.
Oh, you want to go visit your mom? Well, she's not on your approved list.
Oh,
so you picked your wife who lives across town on your approval. Oh,
she's
that
passed
didn't
away.
Work
I'm
out.
Sorry you didn't get to see her. Yeah,
I mean,
I'm sorry,
seriously.
Now these people are. How dumb can you possibly be? And mark my words, let's mark this show because it will only get less safe in Canada. It's not going to get safer.
Yeah.
We've seen this time and time again, right? If you don't believe me, there's all kinds of illegal guns on the east side of Buffalo. It's the most unsafest place to be in the entire Erie County, okay?
But Canada hasn't had a bunch of mass shootings, though. They haven't had, in general, their societal rot hasn't been the same as our societal rot. Let's be honest, right? I don't see a transgender school reading hour in their libraries. I see them in ours.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe they're going on. I don't know. But the societal rot in this country is substantial.
It is.
And the city violence that it's accepted— I don't think it's as accepted in Canada. It's accepted here in a lot of ways.
Big part of that, you look at when you say societal rot, you don't have the massive amount. People don't understand this. There isn't the massive amount of welfare in Canada like there is here. Their healthcare system is crap, and that is a welfare healthcare system. But you cap out very similar to what you do in Florida in Canada, where it's like $1,200 a month. They actually want people to work. And that sets the foundation for a lot of things. When you talk about mom and dad working and not home, you know, as crackheads or not involved in the, I mean, I'm not saying it's the end all be all, but when you look at family structures where parents are working and then the kids see that energy and they're going to work it, very different, very different. Society here has been all about bigger government, massive amounts of welfare programs, free handouts, and not actually fixing the stuff that really matters, right?
And
Decades ago, to your point, there was no welfare, but there was mental health institutions. If you needed help, we put you in an institution. We got you better. We got you fixed. They don't do that anymore. None of that, right? Nah, we'll just put you on massive amounts of welfare, and you can stay at home. I've got a mental illness, right? Do you have a back problem or a mental illness? I've got a mental illness. I can't work. Okay, well, just for the rest of your life, sit in your house, and we'll pay you to do that.
Hmm. Right. And this is and those are the folks that are sucking up the resources. We've always talked about that years ago when we talked about Social Security disability, right?
Yep.
There are literally people where it's a no-brainer, right? oh, this guy fell into a vat of acid at work. Oh my God, how horrible.
Yep.
No brainer the guy qualifies for workers' comp and Social Security disability, right?
Yep.
But that poor sucker has to wait in line for 3 years
yep.
and hire an attorney to represent him. And yeah, sure, he'll get that 3 years back once he wins his court case, but he's got to fight to get yeah. that benefit
yep.
when it's obvious to anybody with a set of eyes that that person should qualify for. Why? Because it's so clogged with able-bodied people that I'll never forget, Mike, that story in Buffalo. So sad. It was a 17-year-old kid that robbed a convenience store in Buffalo. And he
yep.
just unfortunately happened to bump into an off-duty police officer that ended up shooting, I think, and killing him. And the mother was, you know, oh, upset. And, you know, he was such a good boy, and despite the fact that he was just, you know, holding up a convenience store with a pistol, you know, stolen pistol.
Just
that.
About ready to collect Social
such
Security
a good
disability.
Boy, such a good kid. He was just exactly – he was just about to qualify for Social Security disability. I'm thinking, so for what?
Right.
17, 8. He's obviously able-bodied. He yeah. ran into that convenience store with a pistol. Yeah. He's waving it around.
Can like run in and unload a truck, I bet. Yep.
I'm sure. Come
disgusting.
On, you know. I yep. see these people looting these places. These are like some damn good athletes are there, you know, grabbing yep. stuff up and running out.
That's right.
You know, launching themselves through a 4x4-foot hole in a glass
yep.
window. Like, I'd
yep.
be sliced up,
amazing.
Cut myself, falling
see,
on my face. But poof, you know.
Truck driver shortage in this country. Not one of them could drive a truck. Amazing.
No,
amazing.
No, it's unreal.
Amazing how you could leap through a glass window, but yet
yeah.
not drive a truck. Really.
Unreal.
Remarkable.
Unreal.
Remarkable.
Yeah, can't pick up a yeah. back trouble. Can't pick up a box. But
yeah,
you, just,
that's right.
you just ran out with a flat. You just ran down the street with a flat screen TV in your back. Like, what?
That's right. No, back, no, but no,
trouble.
We couldn't do that for 20
unreal.
Bucks an hour. No way.
No. Oh, man. All right. Let's move on to some of these other clips here. I want to talk about really, again, whether it's gun control, whether it's vaccines, whether it's vaccine passports, whether it's the high gas prices. It's all the same. It's all about control. Break down the middle class. Make you dependent on the federal government. This is their new world order. They're
yep.
not even Hagen anymore.
Nope.
I mean,
mm-mm.
there are montages out there where they're all talking about the new world order.
Rally
and
the
now
troops.
They've got their surveillance system in place. You look at what's going on in China. It's downright scary. They have to have – they're all wearing QR codes now, right? If your QR code, if you're on the street, they're just going bing, 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 bing. If you're not green, you get quarantined immediately. They just turn people off. Hey, this whole town, you're now we're shutting off your green. Everyone's got to be retested to get your green back. Now they have all these lineups. Every day they're testing people. They're nuts. They're nuts. I don't know why. I mean, maybe they just be just more control for them. They have when you look at what Canada and this country did to advance more of their control during COVID compared to what China did. Whew, I mean, China literally took the opportunity to literally put a QR code on every human being. Three-year-olds in preschool have to walk around with QR codes on. It's the digital passport. They want that.
The
for
Democrats
everyone.
Are like cockroaches. Trust me, they would do that in this country in a heartbeat. They creep more and more into your life, right? And if you're not at a house, like for those of you that have homes in different places, I'll say Florida, right? Cockroaches are, the weather's hotter down there, it's cockroaches. If you just leave your home and you never check it, there'll be one cockroach, then two cockroaches, then five cockroaches. And before you know it, your house is infected with cockroaches. And that's what Democrats are. They're cockroaches. They want more and more control.
Yep.
They'll take it little by little by little. They chum the waters and come back, and they will nonstop. And by the way, if you spray your house in Florida and then you don't spray it again, they'll come back. You have to continuously yeah. spray your house every quarter.
Yep.
I have a house down
yep.
there. We spray it every quarter. Guy's a great guy. Comes by every single quarter and sprays for cockroaches. You know why? Because the quarter I don't, they sneak into the house and take over. That's
yep.
what the Democrats are. They are cockroaches. They don't want to work. It's never about anything about being self-dependent and working hard and building yourself. It's all about taking over your house. They don't want to build their own house. They want to take over your house. They are cockroaches.
And you can lump half the Republicans into that mix. Mitch McConnell, Kevin McCarthy, you know, these rhinos, Mitt Romney.
They get into office, and it's cushy. It's a good gig, by the way, right?
Well,
you get to trade stocks. You can have inside information. You get
Absolutely.
To trade stocks. You, by the
I'll
way, you don't pay for anything. right? You don't pay for anything. Everybody else pays for everything for you. It's a great gig.
Yeah, and you put your kids on board of directors on oil and gas companies in Ukraine.
Absolutely. Like, you know, right. Your kids go to the finest schools. You drink the finest wine all the time. Yep. You've got a great pension. You've got great health care. They're not on Obamacare, right? They've got the best of health care.
They exempted themselves.
So the 50% of Republicans that get in there, they don't want to leave. They don't want to leave. No. By the way, that's all what socialism is. Venezuela, 20% of the people are living there extremely wealthy right now. Really? The best of wines, the finest of cigars. They've got gated communities. The other 80%, well, it's shit. It's the east side of Buffalo. Too bad.
It is. They're eating their pets. Yep. They have running water maybe a couple times a week if they're lucky.
Yep.
They have regular blackouts and brownouts on an ongoing basis. Yep. It's not like California, really. Yeah. I mean, it's, you know.
That's what we're turning California into. It'll be 80-20 at some point, right? Yeah. You're seeing the shift, right? Elon Musk is moving out. Trust me, there will always be parts of California that are extremely ridiculously expensive, and the same is going to be true at New York. There's going to be these barriers. There'll be gated communities. They will police themselves. It'll be, but there'll be bigger and bigger. We're at 17% homeless. What's victory for the Democrats? What
17%?
What is success for those cockroaches?
17.
Is it 50? Is it 50%?
I mean, what? Honest to God, 17%. And the Democrats look at California and go, that's a model for the country.
That's great.
I mean, oh my God, that's unbelievable. 17%. That's like one out of five people.
Yeah.
One
out of six. You got to ask yourself, what's victory for them, right? What is victory for them? Is it 50%, 40%?
They don't care.
You know, the graduation rates in the city of Buffalo are, 40%? So can we get homeless to
60%?
I don't know.
The worse you can make it, the more you can scare people. The more you can scare people, the more they don't. Not only do they not question government control, but they beg for it, right?
They ask for it.
They ask for it.
I need your help.
That's right. Please, please, please shut down my neighbor. Make him wear a mask.
Now, Nancy
Make
Pelosi,
her wear a mask.
Nancy
Make
Pelosi's husband goes out and gets plowed on the finest of brandy.
Of course.
Right?
Napa,
she opens up a refrigerator, her $30,000 refrigerator, and grabs a $500 ice cream bar, right?
Right.
Oh, yeah, I'll help you guys out. I'll be there
driving his Porsche home. Yeah, Rex's Porsche on the way home. Civil servant. Huh?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Anyway, let's play this clip. This is the New World Order. This is from Newsmax. They're just right out in the open now on this one.
They are
it's
the
really
greatest threat ever. Right
Crazy.
Now. Ever. To safety, health. You name
these folks. You got on the one hand, you got communism. On the other hand, you got globalism, right? You got these global New World Order, global elites. That I'm telling you, Bill Gates does not have your best interest at heart.
No,
he doesn't.
Blending
he doesn't care.
Together.
He doesn't. He, in fact, Bill Gates might be a psychopath. He may literally be a lunatic that is one of those folks that needs the mental health. Right.
Yep.
He may be a genius, but a lot of geniuses are evil geniuses.
No doubt.
The stuff that he's doing and the things that he's pushing have no basis in science whatsoever. They have a lot of basis in making a lot of money. However, so. But anyway, here is the first clip we have here. This is from Davos, of course, and where all the big, you know, big global elitist billionaires fly in on their private jets to lecture everybody else about.
They're all lined up. By the way. If you see them, they're all lined up.
Now, and this is a tendency I feel everywhere in the world, also in my country as well, also in Europe. If we are now saying, okay, first of all, Germany and other countries are caring for themselves, then we will increase.
It's skipping. That's skipping on your side?
Yeah, it is. I don't know why.
All right, I'm going to play it off of this because it's just better if I grab it right here. I don't know why that is, but. Let's see here. I got it over here. 423. All right.
I don't know why. Is this the first one? Change the rule of the markets?
Yeah. Yeah, the first one.
Changing the rule of the markets. What that simply means, folks, is let me preface this by saying, changing away from free market capitalism, which has been the greatest asset to change people from being poor to wealthy in the quickest amount of time, right? The least amount of, quote, poor people. But yeah, you know what? Doesn't seem to have worked out so well. We want to go back to socialism and communism, which has the filthiest, by the way, awful for the environment. I can't think of you go over and see filth and say this is going to be great for the environment. Oh, yeah, a lot of poor people, lots of poor people. Didn't work out. You got to load it up?
I got to load it up. I'm trying to get rid of this clip and get this out of the, how do I get this out of the thing?
Yeah. We're going to change the rule of the markets, by the way. By the way, they opened up by saying in the beginning of the WEF, they said the global energy crisis is a transition. It will be painful, but should not be resisted by nations tempted to preserve their own sovereignty over the global agenda. Crazy. If that doesn't say global socialism, I don't know what's wrong with you.
Right.
We didn't. So, shame on you. Shame on you people in the United States of America that want to be independent, right? Small government. Shame on you. This is all about global big agenda government. And guess what? It's a little pain because of these high energy prices. Too bad. If you're going to open your mouth, you're the problem.
That's right. Exactly. It's just, this is honest to God, this is as big of a threat as the communist regime.
No doubt.
It really is, because it's no different, folks.
Well, it is the communist regime.
It's no different. Yeah. It leads to the same spot. It just takes a little bit longer to get there is all.
Yeah, it's called big government.
It leads to the same spot, except it's done with a smile on the face and a knife in your back, as opposed to a gun in your face or a gun that's to your head, like the communist party, right?
That's right.
It's the same result.
But that's the end result. The end result will be the same. Oh, Mike and Glenn are talking in Buffalo, New York about COVID-19 restrictions.
Well, oh.
Let's send the government in there to go get them.
That's the international government,
because you know what? America's not doing a good enough job to go get those people.
That's right.
So let's lock them up.
It's craziness. Let's go play this clip here. This is the first clip you sent me.
Yes. We have to stick to global markets. If we are now, and this is a tendency I feel everywhere in the world, also in my country as well, also in Europe, if we are now saying, okay, first of all, Germany and other countries are caring for themselves, then we will increase the crisis.
Let me just say something about this for a second. I'm sorry to interrupt this clip. The world and the way that free market capitalism works is each individual looking out for their own self-interest. You could expand that to families. You could expand that to countries, right? Countries looking out for their own personal self-interest does not mean necessarily that you do things at the expense of your neighbor. See, this is where socialism and Democrats don't understand the rule of synergistic effects, right? Remember that old health class where drugs and alcohol, 2 + 2 = 5, and if you mix drugs and alcohol— well, the same thing can happen with prosperity and capitalism, right?
Oh, no doubt.
If you can find a way, you know, okay, Russia has a great, you know, resource of fertilizer or wherever, right? Potash, a lot of that comes from the Ukraine. That's a resource that they have. Ukraine's going to look out for their own self-interest by selling that resource to other countries that may be able to sell them back food or firearms or whatever they might need as that resource. See, individual countries looking out for their own self-interest, but engaging in trade in productive ways with other countries to create win-win situations and expand the global wealth and the global pie, right? But no, that's not what the globalists want. What the globalists want is they want countries like Ukraine to give the fertilizer to a global entity like the UN, right? Yep. And then they'll distribute it and they'll control it, except it'll be people like Bill Gates and people like, you know, Jeff Bezos and so on and so forth, right?
Yeah, they want America to pick up the tab is what they want, right?
Yeah.
So for all their shitty decisions over the hundreds of years that has built up to this, now they want America to pick up the tab. It's exactly the problem with states like New York and California. We want to do it on a global level. Okay, you don't want to work for a living, yet you want other people to work for you and pay the tab, and somehow that's going to be equal. Bullshit.
Right.
I'm not buying it, right?
Bullshit,
exactly what they want. They want America to pick up the tab for their stupid decisions. Like we just went through Memorial Day. Those people died for freedom. They died for smaller government. They didn't die for bigger government. They didn't die for this global agenda. They died because they felt freedom was worth it, and they were going to fight for freedom, and freedom means smaller government. It does not mean bigger government. Every single time the cockroaches are going to tell you bigger government is better, it never is. It never is.
Sadly, we have a Republican Party that is advocating for the same bigger government that the Democrat Party is having. And we've been saying this now for like a decade, right? That the Republican, actually almost 2 decades now, we've been talking about this, that the Republicans continue to advocate for their large government solutions as opposed to a private sector free market solution. Yep. And you saw that going all the way back to the Bush days with the expansion of the drug benefit program, the expansion of Medicare. Let me finish this clip, though, and I'll move on to some of the other clips we have here.
I don't want to run out of time. Markets, I would like to stress out that the rules of the markets, they have to change.
So the rules.
The globalization, I think deglobalization. No.
Why do they have to change? The last 200 years has ushered in global prosperity like the world has never seen since the Roman Empire and even beyond that, right? The global prosperity that this country created because of free market capitalism and private property rights, the ability to own your own land and to do what you want with that land and to produce whatever crops or cattle or whatever, mine it, you know, whatever, right? Those core principles that this country was founded on is what literally changed the world. There was no middle class.
We don't
prior
need
to 1800, right?
We don't need to change.
No.
What we need
change
is
back
smaller
to what?
Government.
A
we
monarchy and peasants?
If we need to change anything, it's going back to a smaller government.
Yeah.
The last thing we need is to get into some global experiment. That's for damn sure, right? But of course, what a great time for them to line this up. You've got Joe Biden who thinks this is a great idea, right?
Yeah.
Idiot in chief. Okay. Yeah, we'll send some money over. We'll get involved. Why not, right? Can't even buy formula in the goddamn country. Our kids can't even protect their schools.
Disgrace.
But yeah, we're throwing money all over the country. We're going to get involved in some global
all
government.
On yeah, all by
you want to talk about destroying healthcare around the world, destroying prosperity. You want to talk about people starving around the world? You end free market capitalism. See how that works out.
Yeah.
You
go
want
back to
talk
lockdowns
about
again? Do that.
It will be the most unsafest. Unclean, by the way. You want to talk about clean areas? Yeah. You want to clean up the world?
Yeah.
You need money to do that, folks.
Yeah.
You want to talk about healthcare? You want to talk about the best of healthcare where we can get medicines that will keep us alive till we're 100? Okay, guess what, folks? You need money. You don't do that for free. You don't nobody shows up and says, you know, I think I'm just Bill Gates certainly didn't donate his software. Nobody shows up in Pfizer and says, you know, I think for free. We're going to come up with the cure for cancer. I think that's for free. We're going to do that. Bullshit. Nobody does that.
Nuh-uh.
Including, by the way, every single one of you Democrats. That's where you're disgusting cockroach human beings.
That's right.
Every one of you suck off the system. You make millions of dollars for you elitists off the backs of the poor by promising them this garbage and nothing ever comes out of it. Ever.
And you take money from them, which is terrible. Let me finish this clip and then we'll play the next one. You had like 11 seconds left on this one.
It's a wrong phrase. We shouldn't admit to that. We have to stick that we have that we collaborate in one world and have some solidarity in the
world.
But therefore we have to change the rule of the markets as well.
One world. Well, who would run that world?
The rule of the
who would run that world? How about Iraq? How about Iraq to run the world? Who's
going to
run the world? Who's going to run? Oh, you'll run the world. Oh, you German chancellor will run the world. You'll run it. Okay, your way will run it.
The fact that they have a German accent just makes it the whole thing, doesn't it, though?
Yeah. Yeah
you will submit.
Well, the global world.
It just adds to the evilness of the whole
who
thing.
Who runs it? Who runs it? That's what I want to know. Who runs it?
Exactly.
Who sticks up their hand? Play the next one.
When was the last time the Germans felt like they really needed to run the world? This seems to be, no offense, because I got some German. I got a quarter German in my background, but no offense. But we've been down this road a couple of times with the Germans thinking that they need to be the global rulers of the world,
Lomas
right? Let's not go down that path again, guys.
Lomas is about 3% Jewish. How did it end up for those people?
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Morons. All right. Here's your next clip, Mike. This was
this is Norwegian finance lady. This is the finance director. She really understands things.
Oh, yeah. Good stuff.
Is worth it.
We need to accept that there will be some pain in the process.
The
pace
pain.
That we need will.
She's talking about fuel prices,
will open up for missteps. It will open up for shortages of energy. It will create inflationary pressures, and maybe we need to start talking about that, that pain is actually worth it.
That pain is worth it. So they know, folks, she's admitting it. They know that there's going to be economic pain. They know
Please give
that
me the electric
energy
car.
Prices,
Please.
Right?
Yeah.
They know that you're going to suffer with higher inflation, right?
You want to destroy the world? You keep fuel at $5-6 a gallon. You want to destroy
worth
you want to starve people globally? You keep fuel at $5-6 a gallon.
Let's play
people
that again.
People will be starving everywhere around the world
because of the contraction in GDP throughout the world. But that's perfect. That's the next phase, Mike.
You can save.
That's the next phase of the global new world order.
That's exactly.
Right.
Oh, you got it. You got $6-8 a gallon.
Yeah. Well, how about
the economy shrinking at 1-2% per year in the U.S.? It's all good stuff. It's pain, but it's well worth it.
How about we start tracking your credit cards, Mike, so that at a certain point, if your carbon footprint gets past a certain point, your purchases get cut off.
Oh, no. Mike was going to go drag racing on Friday. Money got cut off. Sorry about that. You're over.
You're over on your carbon footprint for this month. You're not going to be able to go purchase that fuel. But good news, Mike. In 7 days, you'll have a renewal, and you'll be able to fill your tank a quarter full on your truck.
Oh, you wanted to go out boating with your friends this weekend? No. Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry, Mike.
You don't make it. No.
Now,
if you're a billionaire or if you're worth $100 million like the Carey family is, you can buy credits to offset it, so your boat will be just fine.
That's right. Exactly. That's a good idea. There'll be green energy credits that they can just purchase.
That's right.
And you know what? They'll probably own that company that they purchase it from. It's perfect.
So they
own the green energy company.
That's the best.
They pay their own company. They buy the credits in their company. They can deduct that credit. The company is a non-for-profit, so the company doesn't actually declare any of that as income,
I can actually run my boat through it and the private jet and all that other stuff, too.
Wow. Those are all expenses of the non-for-profit now.
See how that works, folks?
We'll and they never get audited. They don't have to worry because it's something called Democrat privilege.
Look at this
attorney Sussman, right? He was honest to God, when you have an Obama-appointed judge, right? What a joke. He walks in. I'm here on my own behalf. That's a lie. The records show that you were paid by Hillary Clinton's campaign to go talk to the FBI.
Right.
That initial statement right there is a lie. If you're a Republican, you sit in prison. If you're a Republican, the media looks into it. If you're a Republican, if you're a Manafort, what did Manafort do? He didn't declare a foreign income, right? He was acting as a foreign influencer. So you have to declare that stuff. Lots of Democrats have done that. Democrats have been able to backdate that form. Manafort sat in solitary confinement. I mean, that's like abuse, folks. We have a banana republic now is what we have. We don't have – this country is on thin ice. Yep. And thank God – all I can say is thank God for the rights of the states. Thank God for individual states' rights.
Absolutely, because to your point, the courts are our only hope. And there are a lot – we saw it with the mask mandate, by the way, folks. We had a mask lawsuit to get the masks off the kids in school. And we got a left-wing radical nut job judge – used to work under polling cars. Didn't even read the law. Could have cared less.
Doesn't matter. They don't care. Laws don't matter.
It's a crisis, so we don't need to read the law right now. That's what she's basically saying.
Yeah, whenever there's a crisis, all constitutions and all constitutional rights and all laws get taken away.
Now we want the World Health Organization.
We're giving power to the World Health Organization to make those kind of decisions, Mike, on lockdowns and shutdowns and things. At the same time, that we're allowing the Chinese to have more members and influence on the board of directors of the World Health Organization after the Wuhan lab. Rumor has it, this new thing that they're coming out of the Wuhan lab with is going to be dynamite. If you thought COVID 1.0 was
look at how easy that went over, right? Jeez. I mean, why would you not do that again? Look at how easy that went over.
But this is on purpose, folks. If you're thinking, oh, it was Trump's fault and I don't care. Think it's Trump's fault. Think it's Trump's fault all you want. The fact of the matter is, whether it's Trump's fault, Biden's fault, Bezos' fault, Gates' fault, or this minister of finance and wherever she's from, they're doing it on purpose. Let me play this clip from her again, and then let's play Biden's clip to follow it up because it's perfect. This is the whoever this is.
Is worth it.
We need to accept that there will be some pain in the process.
We need to accept. When she says we, she means you.
Yeah.
No,
that's right.
She means you. Yeah. Yeah. America, Europe. It doesn't matter. It doesn't mean her.
It means taxpaying Americans, the everyday Americans, not the uber wealthy or the poor. No,
the poor
it'll be the
too.
Taxpaying Americans, the people that they continue to abuse.
No, but the poor are suffering too. They can't afford
more
food.
Poor.
They can't afford more gas. Poor. Everybody's suffering, right? It doesn't matter. But you know who's not suffering? Nancy Pelosi won't suffer, right? Chris Cuomo won't suffer.
Those are
right?
Minor expenses, by the way. When you're worth $250, $300 million, does it really matter if the price of fuel doubles?
No.
It doesn't matter, right?
It doesn't matter for them.
It's a .00 on the end of, on the end of the checkbook,
And they want to restrict how you fly. They want to have, like, you can only fly so much. You can only do so much of this. Again, they want to have carbon credits. They're doing this now, folks. There are pilot programs that you can voluntarily sign up for where your credit card will track your carbon footprint and will alert you if you go over a certain amount. They're doing that now. It's in beta tests, right?
Yeah.
I don't want to live in that world.
No, it'll be the most filthiest world you've ever
seen. But it won't apply to them.
You want to clean up – the cleanest places in the country have money.
Right.
The dirtiest places, the filthiest places are the poorest places.
But look
drive
at Nancy
to the
Pelosi.
East side of Buffalo and ask yourself, is the east side of Buffalo good for the environment?
Right.
I would say no. Houses, crack houses that are everywhere, needles on the ground, garbage everywhere. Oh, by the way, they've knocked down all the trees too. They've burned them down too. So, but go out to Alden. Lots of trees, people planting trees, by the way. I guess what? When I walk in every year, walk into the Lowe's Home Depot, because at the end of the tree season, I'll see what they have left over and I buy a bunch of trees at discount. Usually not a lot left over. They're not selling any trees on the east side of Buffalo. Shocker. Shocker. Right. They're selling them all in Marilla. Wow, they're selling them all in Alden. How could that possibly be?
Yeah.
I would think the left-wing lunatics would want to be planting trees in the east side of Buffalo.
Mm-mm.
Nah, they want you to plant them. You to plant. They
just
want you to come out from Alden and Marilla and plant the damn tree in their front yard.
Yeah, but they won't have to. They won't have flight restrictions. They won't have carbon restrictions.
No,
John
they'll
Kerry
have their
will
own
still.
Planes.
They'll have their own planes. Right? It won't affect them. So when she says we're going to have to go through some pain, that means everybody else, but not the elites. So just to be clear,
right.
And that's poor.
Right.
That's middle class. That's even upper middle class. Upper middle class, you know, you got a family of four, let's say two kids. You're making $150,000 a year. And
pay
now
a little
you're
more taxes.
More, higher taxes, higher gas, higher cost of college,
a global
higher
tax.
Cost of
it'll
food.
Be, it'll be
higher,
a state you know. Tax. It'll be a federal tax. It'll be a global tax.
Yeah,
it'll
I can't
be a global.
Wait for that.
You'll be done. It'll be 50. You'll make $150,000, $200,000, and 80% of it will be gone to,
right.
to the three
right.
different taxes.
Yep. Yeah. Let me play her again, then we'll play Biden.
You'll be real motivated to go out and grow your business
exactly.
and add people on.
Exactly.
To accept that there will be.
Just accept it.
Some pain in the process.
For you.
The pace that we need will open up for missteps. It will open up for shortages of energy. It will create inflationary pressures.
People
and maybe
will starve and die around the world.
About
but
that pain is actually worth it.
Let's start talking about
and it always
how that
has
pain
been,
is worth it. Oh, I
always has been.
That
every time you've accepted bigger government in your life, the pain has been worth
this
it.
Rings
oh, wait,
a commitment.
Never. 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 The answer is never. There has never been a time where we've said bigger government has been better and ended up well. Never.
Never.
Never. There's, smaller people have they've floated in shark-infested water to get away from big government. Never, ever. Ever has there been a time where we've said, yeah, let the maggots get in, let the cockroaches get in, let them get bigger and bigger and bigger. Oh, this is great. This has ended up really well. This is look at Venezuela. This is beautiful, this big government, right? Look at China. Well, so what? They kill millions of people when they want to, or lock you in your house, right?
Right.
It's for the better of everybody. Look
That's
at lots more people are wealthy. Oh no. Actually, I'm sorry. The opposite is true. Lots more people are poor. Didn't work. Never does, never will.
China's a great example of that, right? You have a very small group of, same with Russia, a very small group of oligarchs, right? Those that are connected, right, with the allies of Putin or the allies
That's
of
right.
Xi Jinping, right?
The finest of one.
And I guess what? It doesn't matter how big you are. If you cross the regime, just ask Jack Ma if you can find him. If Jack Ma was a billionaire. He was one of the wealthiest men in the world. He was the wealthiest man in China. He made some disparaging comments about the Communist Party and the president specifically. He has made one what looked like a hostage speech since. I am going to retire now. I'm going to enjoy painting.
I hope
you enjoy your life.
I am happy. Yeah. And that was it. And you haven't heard from Jack Ma since. He got the lobotomy. That's scary stuff, folks. Real scary, right?
No.
Real scary stuff.
Anyway. I like communism. Communism is good. And we're all happy here.
Right. Here's Joe Biden, you know, saying the basically echoing what this woman is saying, and that we got to start talking about the pain that you're going to experience. This, folks, again,
we're not going to fix it.
On purpose. It's on purpose.
100,000% on purpose. And again, Obama talked about $7 to $8 a gallon. That was the goal.
We might go
there.
And
again, chumming the waters. They are wonderful at this. Chum the waters. Chum it under Obama. We're going to get back on, right? Community Reinvestment Act under Carter. We're going to chum the waters. Clinton's going to bring it back around and destroy the financial system.
They must plan to steal it.
But we're not done with Obamacare. Trust me, folks. Depending on how long we're blessed to be able to do this, we are not done with Obamacare. Obamacare will come back. The Democrats will ramp it up at Obamacare 2, and it will eventually bankrupt the country, and we'll have some kind of a financial crisis like we did with the Community Reinvestment Act, but it'll be Obamacare. And it'll be left. It'll be some new liberal Democrat that gets in office that supercharges the thing and hands it off to some Republican who's got to eat the garbage out of it. Watch and see. They are not done with it.
And for those that think that government health care is good, and government anything is good, again, going back to the deinstitutionalization, I was doing some research on this again, I'm not done with the research yet, but I found it interesting that in 1980, Jimmy Carter, I think, passed a law or rule or change that basically where Medicaid stopped funding mental health inpatient services. So I don't know how true that is today anymore, but you know, those are the kind of, when you put government in charge, now you put private sector in charge, maybe the private sector decides that, you know what, kids shooting up schools where my kids go to school, maybe that's not a bad thing. And so maybe the private healthcare decides that, or maybe it's pressure from the people that they serve, right? Their customers that have the power ultimately over the company. They say, look, we'd really like this kind of coverage. And the private sector, right? If that company doesn't want to cover it, maybe other companies start, a business and start to cover this kind of stuff. And maybe there's competition that creates that. But when it's the government that controls it, very simply, you know what? Yeah, Medicare is not going to cover this anymore. Yeah. Done. Right? Yeah. And usually it's some bureaucrat, like, you know, whoever the Health and Human Services dude is today. It's an unelected bureaucrat.
Yeah, that's the guy who thinks he's a girl. Yeah.
Yeah. It's often unelected bureaucrats that are making these, you know, kind of rule changes. That's what happens when you give big government power. Let me finish with this last clip, Mike, and then I got one more clip.
This is our idiot in chief here.
Exactly.
When it comes to the gas prices, we're going through an incredible transition.
Incredible.
That is taking place, that God willing, when it's over, will be stronger and stronger and less reliant on fossil fuels.
How will we be stronger, Joe?
When this is over.
Wow. Get that?
God willing.
How are we going to be stronger? $5 a gallon is going to make you stronger. No, it's going to make you poor. It's going to make people starve around the world. It's going to make you poor. That's what it's going to do. Sad.
Pretty much.
Easily fixable. That's what's so frustrating about all of this. Easily fixable.
It really is.
Canada's willing to supply us more fuel from up north. We can be energy independent because there's plenty of resources down in Texas, plenty of people in Texas that actually want to work to be able to go get the stuff. Very easy to get this thing back to $2 a gallon. They refuse to do it. They don't want to do it. You heard it in their own worlds. This is where, this is a little bit of pain. Don't worry about it. We need to talk about this. This is okay. The pain is worth it. It's all $5-6 a gallon, $7 a gallon. The pain is worth it, folks. We're going to save the world. The only thing they're going to do is make the world poorer and more and
themselves
dirty
wealthier.
And disgusting.
While that's they make themselves wealthier.
They will do not a goddamn thing to clean up the environment. Not a thing. If they wanted to fix the environment, Bill Gates could plant enough trees to fix everything.
Oh.
They don't do that.
You mentioned
they
Bill Gates.
They don't do that.
Let's talk about Bill Gates.
One tree has been planted by the Bill Gates Foundation.
Let's wrap this up with Bill Gates. If you want an idea of really what the goal is for these folks, I'm telling you, it's not. They may think in some cases that they have your best interest at heart. They're wrong. You have your best interest at heart, right?
No.
You and your family and your friends and your network have your best interest at heart. some unelected bureaucrat doesn't give a rat's ass about you. They do not have your best interest at heart, right? Bill Gates does not have your best interest at heart. Bill Gates does not care if you're lying in a ditch face down, right? Bill Gates does not care about global warming. Bill Gates has an 18, whatever it is, you know, 100,000 square foot mansion on, on a lake, right?
With heated driveways, by
with
the way.
Heated driveways. Right. Yeah. So is, you know, this man doesn't care about global warming, right?
No, you don't care. You love that. And that's why these people, these left wingers, like, when are you going to wake up? Like hello? Hello? Knock, McFly. Knock.
Yeah.
Like, he's living in a 100,000 square foot house. You
while
idiot.
Lecturing
like,
you, right?
That's right.
Leonardo DiCaprio is getting off of his multi, you know, gajillion dollar yacht, you know, to get on a private jet to fly across the ocean to collect the Green Energy Award in New York City and fly back. And you're like, yay, you look, he won the award.
That's right.
Because they're morons.
You too is going to lecture me on global warming as they put a concert on that uses more energy.
Right.
The energy to put the concert on could supply half of Afghanistan with electricity.
Exactly.
What a joke.
I can see the venue from the moon, right?
That's
Tell me again about saving energy, morons.
That's right.
It's probably on the ocean where the sea turtles are like, no, my eyes. All right. This is Kennedy here on Tucker Carlson's show.
In 2000, Tony Fauci flew out to Seattle, Washington, and he had this meeting, this very strange meeting in Bill Gates' $85 million mansion on the banks of Lake Washington. Mm-hmm. And Gates brought him into his library, and he said, I want to propose a partnership with you. And the partnership was to try to vaccinate all of humanity. And they ended up calling that in 2009. They rechristened the program the Decade of Vaccines. Gates went to the UN and gave this speech in which he promised to vaccinate essentially all of humanity with a multiple battery of vaccines by 2020. And he began asserting, using his philanthropy to create a series of other quasi-governmental agencies, CEPI, Gavi, and a number of others, and then to gain control of the WHO. And what he calls what he does philanthrocapitalism. It's not about philanthropy. It's about enriching the capitalists. What he does is he buys, and he does this in a number of areas I show in the book. He does it with food. He did it with the core curriculum. He buys large stakes in companies that could benefit from a change in governmental policies, a worldwide change in governmental policy. So he owns stakes, very, very large stakes, in almost all the big pharmaceutical companies. Then he gives essentially about $1 billion to WHO every year, but through Rotary International, through Gavi, through CEPI, and through the Gates Foundation. But they're sort of cumulatively even larger than the U.S., which is the second biggest. That gives him control over WHO's policy. So there, you know, the analysis of WHO say there is nothing that goes through WHO that is not vetted first by the Gates Foundation.
The Gates Foundation, you know, that medical institution on par with, like, you know.
Right. He's all about planting trees.
The Mayo Clinic and Roswell, right? You know, the Gates Foundation, right? What a joke. By the way, what did Bill Gates, what did he start accumulating a couple years ago? Oh, yeah. He bought like 3% of the country's farmland.
Right.
Just as this is Robert Kennedy is laying out. Bill Gates has a way of, you know, getting out in front of these things amazingly, almost
amazing.
You know what? Also, George Soros does a lot of similar things, right?
Yep.
You know, these folks have the kind of money. What they do is they manipulate things. It's not manipulating things for your benefit. It's manipulating things for their benefit. Remember, George Soros, as a young man, went door to door collecting jewelry and money and things from the Jews. He was Jewish. He assisted the Nazis in stealing other people's wealth. Today, George Soros is on the wanted list in France for insider trading. But George Soros has destroyed currencies. He's destroyed countries. And what these folks do, George Soros and Bill Gates, is they use their money and their wealth to create all of these little sub-organizations. Like, and we talked about this earlier in the show, the Open Society Foundation. That's funded by George Soros. Guess what the Open Society Foundation advocates? They advocate for no inpatient psychiatric treatment. That's what they're – in fact, I had their website up. I was looking at it the other day. I sent to somebody. I was shocked. Why are they involved in some stuff like this? You just wonder, like, what do they have? But they're involved in everything, like you said. They're the cockroaches, yep. Mike. They send out their cockroaches, and they get involved in all of these things. It's like an infestation.
People, the same people that gather in a room and tell you, don't buy anything. Don't buy anything. Don't own anything.
Right.
Just rent stuff, and you'll be happy.
You'll own nothing.
As they're going
and be
out
happy.
And buying raw land.
That's right.
As they're going out right. and buying the food you eat, the companies. It's really, really sickening to see that. Yep.
Well, a couple last things. We'll wrap up. And this is from an article that I posted to our Twitter feed from Mother Jones. Actually, in 1955, the number of mentally ill people in public psychiatric hospitals peaks at 560,000. Today, John F. Kennedy, 1963, passes a Community Health Act, 65, 67. In 1977, there were 650 community health facilities serving 1.9 million mentally ill patients per year. 1980, Jimmy Carter signs the Mental Health Systems Act, which aims to restructure the Community Mental Health Center program and improve services, blah, blah, blah. Down to today.
How many? 340, today. 350 million people in the country right now?
Yeah. Today we have, there are 43,000 psychiatric beds left available in
the
country.
That's crazy.
Or
that's
about
absolutely
14,
crazy.
About 14 beds per every 100,000 people. Uh-huh. The same ratio as in 1850. We've gone
disgusting.
Substantially backwards. And in the last 30 years, you're seeing an increase from 4 mass shootings a year to 30 mass shootings a year, right? Mm-hmm. Now, is there a correlation here? I would say so. Should we focus on the AR, not to bring it full circle, but no. But here we are. I've had
mental
that from earlier.
Illness.
I forgot to mention.
Ill. You have to be mentally ill to take somebody else's life like that.
No question.
And we're doing nothing to treat it. It's a shame.
No, it's a shame. All right, that's going to do it for us. Folks, if you need us throughout the week, we do manage money for a living. We understand things are extraordinarily choppy. And, of course, in this high inflationary environment, it's hard to keep up sometimes. We can save you some money on your home and auto potentially. It's, you know, when you have these kind of budget crunches and you're paying more money for gas and food, it's nice to be able to adjust things that don't necessarily impact your lifestyle, right? Yeah, certainly you could stop going out to dinner, but that's a lifestyle change that may, you know, not be so pleasant, right? But switching your home and auto insurance and saving some money there, it doesn't impact your lifestyle not one bit. And so I would encourage you to give us an opportunity to shop over 25 companies. As we say, give us 14 minutes. We'll shop over 25 companies to save you money. It's so easy. Even a liberal can do it. We have our wealth management team, of course. We do have an upcoming a commentary, I believe, sometime in the next couple of weeks. It's open to the public. If you if you're concerned about the markets or just want to hear, you know, what our investment committee is thinking for the rest of this year, you can go to our website, thefinancialguys.com. You can click the link over to our wealth management site. That's iswealthmanagement.com. You'll find commentary from people like Paul Meeks, who was on CNBC on about a weekly basis. I think he was on yesterday. Actually, just put something else out. So he was one of the foremost experts in technology. He was the largest tech manager in the world during the dot-com bubble, managing over $9 billion in mutual fund assets, which are now run by BlackRock. He is on our team among several other CFAs and money managers. It's an incredible lineup. If you're interested in finding out more about our money management arm, you can go to that website again. Or if you're looking for financial planning services, we have an incredible team of financial planners, chartered financial planners, and Social Security claiming strategists, certified experts, and Medicare. So we cover it all, folks. We are a one-stop financial shop. Go to our website at thefinancialguys.com or call our office, 833-FIN-GUYS. So that's going to do it for us, basically. Oh, the 9th. Thanks. June 9th is the upcoming market commentary. So you can look forward to that. You can go to our website again, thefinancialguys.com. All right. That's going to do it for us. Have a great day. We'll see you on Saturday live on the radio on the Financial Guys Media Network.